Okay, this is Graham Thickens again at the GluCon conference. We're kind of winding down on the second and final day, only about an hour or so left of the program, and I'm out in the hallway here with some folks, and I'm with Mark Carlson of Oracle, formerly Sun, and he is MacSun at MacSun on Twitter. And how are you doing, Mark?
Good. Thanks, Graham.
I first met you at the Cloud Camp a couple nights ago and could have done an interview then, but I a procrastinator that I am, I waited till the very end.
Yeah, well, Cloud Camp was fun. I thought it was a great experience and great way to meet everybody that I'm going to connect with later on in the week.
Yeah, you headed the discussion on cloud storage at the Cloud Camp event, which is where I sat down and met you originally. But tell us, give us the kind of the 30-second version of your background.
Sure, yeah. I had a small startup here in Boulder, Colorado, doing Java software for storage. Got bought by Sun Microsystems back in 1998. And just recently got acquired this year by an even bigger company.
Yeah, so you've been through a couple of those acquisitions.
Serial entrepreneur, I guess.
What was the name of that original company?
Red Cape Policy Software.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, we had a Java framework for managing storage with policy. And that's still something that hasn't quite been realized out there in the industry is policy-based management of storage and data.
Hmm. You were ahead of your time, huh?
Yeah, I tend to do that sometimes.
But Sun recognized the value of it.
Absolutely, yeah. They saw that it was going to be core to their products. They didn't want to create another Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else make money off of their end users. So.
Yeah. So you were with Sun before its acquisition for how many years then?
Well, 1998 to 2010 is 12 years.
Yeah. And what was your most recent title at Sun, and what do they call you now?
I was a senior architect in the storage and systems division at Sun.
Okay.
And now I'm the principal cloud strategist for Oracle. So.
Oh, that's a nice title.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't have existed 2 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I love that quote today where the guy said, the cloud is like Paris Hilton. It's hyped beyond all belief, and nobody quite knows why.
And one indicator is how many people put cloud in their title.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Yeah. So now, how long have you been active in SNIA, S-N-I-A?
Oh, that's been a while, too. I actually was involved back when I... was at Red Cape, you know, and so back at the beginnings of SNIA, in the early days of the SIM work, we were doing something called Gyro, which was very similar, and we actually moved a lot of the Gyro partners into something called SMIS at the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet. Were there a lot of developers that were part of SNIA or in those days, in the early days, or are there now? I
mean, well, SNIA didn't start off as a standards organization.
No, it's more of an industry association.
But probably, you know, 5-6 years ago, it decided, yeah, it was going to take on and create an actual standard, and SMIS, I think, was the first one of those decided to do that with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put an IP policy in place so that nobody could game the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've created several standards as a result. XAM is a recent standard having to do with fixed content storage.
Oh, okay.
We've done some host-based storage APIs, such as multipath management.
Hmm.
Host bus adapter APIs.
Hmm. Wow. Now, so you're a title with SNIA is what? Are you a committee?
So I'm the chair of the Cloud Storage Twig.
Okay.
Technical work group is Twig.
Okay.
I also sit on the technical council, which is an elected body within the organization that oversees all the technical activities of the SNIA.
How much of your time is spent on SNIA? I mean, this is obviously something that Sun and now Oracle like you to do.
Sure.
But does it take up a lot of your time?
In the past, it's been kind of a night job where I have a day job and do standards. But, you know, they'll still, you'll still pay for my travel and whatnot, and certainly pay for my time.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Give us kind of your, before we talk about the standard that you presented on here an hour or so ago, CDMI. Give us kind of your overview of the state of cloud storage right now.
Yeah, it's a mishmash. What you got is Amazon coming out and sort of validating the whole space. They're apparently making money off of it. And so venture capitalists see that and they say, well, there's room for some startups here. And so they're funding some startups, and those startups are going out and standing up their own clouds. And a lot of what you'll see is not so much competing with Amazon on the price point, because at the scale that they are and with the other businesses that they're using to support that scale, it's very difficult to compete on price with Amazon. So you're seeing a lot of clouds trying to compete with Amazon based on the kind of services they offer for your data once you put it in there, right? So Iron Mountain, for example, will take care of your data for a specific amount of time for government compliance reasons, health records. They'll delete it at a specific point in time. They offer a service to go discover all the data that matches the subpoena that comes
in.
The e-discovery thing, right? So you'll see more and more of those sort of specialized clouds where they do something for you that Amazon doesn't. It's going to cost you more per gigabyte. Of course. But you don't need all of your data for that special cloud. So what does this do for the customer? Well, he's going to have to figure out which data goes into which cloud. Or which data is regulatory compliant and belongs in the Iron Mountain cloud, which one can be put on the high available service, and which one can be put on the low available service. And the storage industry call that data classification. So the cloud, because it's all specialized, you're going to have to classify your data. You're going to have to figure out which cloud to put it in. And you're going to have agreements with multiple clouds.
The term storage tiering is another term that's used. Where you put different kinds of data on different kinds of storage.
Well, it's because data has changing requirements over its life cycle, right? And when it first gets created, and you first send out the first email saying, come get this file off my web server, it's going to get hit a lot. And so you want to make sure that maybe there's multiple copies of it and that it's close enough to those customers that the latency isn't an issue. Maybe it's stored on flash drives instead of spinning Rust, right? But over time, people start accessing it. You still want to keep it around, but it's okay if when the guy clicks on it, it takes a couple seconds, right?
And then you're putting it on lower cost storage.
Put it on SATA slow disks, right? And then maybe tape. So it's really, you can see that it's really all about the data requirements,
right?
Whether there's a regulatory requirement for that data, whether there's a performance, latency, and how those change over time, right?
So we're leading up to kind of CDMI, the
standard.
So
you need somebody to standardize how to express those data requirements, right? So that you really don't have to think in terms of which cloud am I going to put this in, but rather think in terms of what are the data requirements, right? Either when I create that file originally, I can determine that, or I can have a data administrator, if you will, be able to classify the data for me, right? And maybe have some policies that can automatically classify that data and set the requirements based on what kind of file it is, who was the person that created it, what role do they play in the organization? Are they the CEO or are they a secretary, right? And based on that, they can classify that data differently. And that's sort of an information service policy that ends up classifying that, that data. And the data requirements are, where does it have to live for the first 6 months of its life? Does it have requirements for backup, for multiple copies? Is it so important that I have to actually put it on separate data centers and geographically separate them by a certain amount of minimum distance, right? All that sort of requirements have been standardized by the CDMI standard.
I see. When did the standard first get written, or is this a brand new thing?
It is brand new. We just finalized the standard in April. Okay. Last month. Okay.
So this probably isn't your very first conference where you've talked about it, but
no, we announced that back at S&W in Orlando.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And
you also have an annual developers SNIA,
yes,
a developers conference that they've been holding for several years
now. Oh yeah, this is I think the seventh one in a row. Okay.
It's a storage
developers conference specifically for storage developers, and of course this year we've got a lot of emphasis on the cloud.
I bet.
Yeah. We've got cloud tutorial. We've got cloud plug fest. We're going to do there, hands-on lab, so people can actually come in and program against the cloud, a full track through the whole conference of just cloud talks.
How many people will you get at something like that? What do these things usually attract?
We average,
a few hundred?
Or? You know, 350 or so developers.
Okay, about the size of GlueCon.
Yeah, it's you know, you get a lot of people because it's in Silicon Valley just coming in for the day.
Do you always hold them in the Valley?
We've always held it in the Valley so far.
Okay, and it's September. It's like late September.
It's the third week in September.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And we're going to have at the end of SDC, not necessarily related with SDC, but in the same hotel, we're going to have what's called a Cloudburst event where we have, you know, all the different vendors come in and have a little booth there for their particular cloud products. So,
that's interesting to me, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you, where do the storage vendors fit in here? Because let's face it, SNIA is really for and driven, but most of the members vendor folks?
That's correct. And so, you know, in the history of SNIA, we've had a lot of storage vendors participate in the industry association. What we've seen lately is a lot of these cloud storage vendors now joining SNIA so they can participate in the CDMI spec, in this reference implementation code that we're doing, in these events that we're doing that help promote the whole idea of cloud storage.
Who are some of the cloud storage vendors who are members of SNIA? Like Nervonix, would they be one?
Yeah, Nervonix is a member. Obviously, Bytecast, it's just recently got bought by NetApp.
Oh, right? I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
So now all the Bytecast employees are... In fact, one of them, David Slick, actually wrote a good portion of CDMI.
Oh, I see.
And so you can kind of think that NetApp bought Bytecast for the cloud a little bit. But it's up to NetApp to say that or not.
But the traditional storage vendors, the EMC, the NetApp, and like Compellent in the town where I live, will they all be at this storage developers conference?
Yeah, they're all members of the Cloud Storage Initiative that's out there promoting the idea of cloud storage and particularly promoting adoption of CDMI. Mm-hmm. And they all have product lines that make sense to implement CDMI as well. So
and I suppose they're all out trying to sell their stuff into the cloud storage providers.
Yes.
They want their equipment in their data centers.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So they want to sell you equipment either for a public cloud or a private cloud.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to say, well, I have a cloud API on my equipment. CDMI is a standard cloud API, so why not just adopt it, right?
Sure.
Instead of coming up with something.
Sure. Now, but where does the commodity hardware thing is part of the whole cloud model.
Not necessarily, right?
And we've heard a lot of talk about that today. I mean,
if you're competing on price,
right?
You don't want to pay license fees for the RAID controller. You don't want to pay license fees for all the different replication and whatnot software, right? Because you're going for the low end.
Right.
You're creaming the bottom off the market, right?
Yeah.
You're an Amazon. You want to let things fail in place. You don't want to have to run around and rapidly replace drives just because they failed, right? And so they have a business model that works for them, right? But remember, we said that there's going to be many different specialized clouds, right?
Yeah.
And those specialized clouds are going to need software that, you know, isn't free and does require licenses. And so you're going to be paying a lot more per gigabyte for a specialized kind of cloud.
So these storage vendors, which have traditionally been more, well, not totally hardware oriented, but they're going to be much, much more software oriented in the cloud era. Is that what we can assume?
What they have to do is slightly change their business model, right? Instead of charging perhaps for the entire cost of what you deliver to the customer, Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a way to charge for what they actually use. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you give them a way to acquire up front what they need for their customers, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm mm-hmm. in a large IT department that is hosting a cloud for my other mm-hmm. departments in the company, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Do I have a way to provide a bill mm-hmm. to those departments? Mm-hmm. Because they're going to want, just like they get from the public cloud, they're going to want to only pay for what they use. Mm-hmm. They're going to want this elastic demand for mm-hmm. the stuff that they are using. And that's going to be with the IT department now. So do these storage vendors offer that IT department mm-hmm. the way to become a cloud internally? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to be key. And that's mm-hmm. that's the product mm-hmm. that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And we have an API already okay. for those products.
Okay. So, well, this is really interesting. And we're going a lot longer than I thought we would, but that's great.
The battery's going to last.
No, as long as the battery doesn't die, we're good here. But yeah, the storage vendors obviously are all making noise about the cloud big time.
Sure.
But there are people who are wondering, well, you know, where how are they going to play in this? But
sure.
But SNIA is, through what you're doing, is kind of helping them figure that out.
That's right. Well, and, you know, in this early market where things haven't shaken out yet,
mm-hmm. yeah.
There's actually the lack of a standard is holding back the whole market,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And once a standard kind of crosses the chasm, as Jeffrey Moore says, right? Mm-hmm. And people start looking around and they see everybody else implementing the standard, right? And they're not, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That becomes the point at which the standard crosses the chasm. Everybody yep. just sort of adopts it because,
yep.
You know, they'd yep. be foolish not to, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, then the whole market starts to take off. Mm-hmm. Because no longer are they trying to each lock each other's customers mm-hmm. into their particular thing. It's mm-hmm. more of a free-flowing commerce. Mm-hmm. And now the customers themselves can trust putting their stuff in the cloud because it's easy to move between clouds,
sure,
right?
Sure, that is the key thing.
Yeah.
No one wants to be locked in, and like you say, they are definitely going to need different kinds of clouds.
So. Yeah, it's just like a fiber yeah. channel standard or an FCOE standard, or one of those standards where, mm-hmm. you know, look, if you're going to buy disk drives in the thousands of quantities, you don't want to have 10 different ways to do
that's right,
to talk
yeah.
to the disk drives.
Well, you know, when I think of SNIA, and I've been to SNW, Storage Networking World, a couple of times, I think that it's really more about the big enterprise players, you know, the storage administrators and the big companies. But at the Storage Developers Conference, do you think you'll be attracting a fair number of startup developers
oh,
and web
yeah.
web 2.0 kind of developers?
Yeah.
A lot of the folks that are here at GlueCon.
Yeah, you'll for two reasons. One okay. is. The developers that would develop to the APIs are at that conference, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The big guys that might someday buy them and give
yes.
them an exit option
yeah,
are
yeah.
going to be there, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to get, if you're a startup, right, there's two ways to exit. You either get bought or you go public. That public option isn't looking so good these days, right?
That's right, yeah.
So if you're looking to cash out, it's going to be one of those big, large
yeah.
enterprise vendors
yep.
that's going to buy
yep.
you and make
yep.
you rich for
yeah.
all the...
Well, I would bet that a lot of the developers here are going to show up at that September event.
Yeah.
And SNIA had a booth here, Leo Ledger, the executive director,
yeah.
Who I met earlier. I expect a lot of the developers were hearing the story of SNIA, maybe for the first time.
Sure.
Is that
yeah.
possible? I mean...
Yeah. We're still trying to get out there. You know, every time I talk, I ask, you know.
yeah.
Well, I ask, you know, yeah. who's heard of CDMI? You know,
yeah.
one or two hands goes
yeah.
up, you know, and nobody's
yeah.
heard of it yet. So,
yeah.
But that's one of the things that we're organized to do is to try and get that message out.
You know, it's funny you would say that because I saw that James Urquhart from Cisco, right?
Right.
Was tweeting in your talk about
yeah.
CDMI was new to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's a pretty heavy player in the cloud space.
Sure.
So, yeah. So coming to these events is a good thing to mix it up. Huh?
Yeah. Sometimes you find somebody to interview on a podcast. Either.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well. Good. Well, Mark, thanks for taking the time. And again, Mark is Carlson, CARLSON, and he's MACSUN on Twitter. So follow him and learn about cloud storage.
There you go.
Hey,
thanks,
okay.
Graham.
Have a good evening. You get to just drive home, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Lucky you. I got to fly home. But maybe we'll see you in Minneapolis, or maybe I'll see you out in the Bay Area for
that
September conference.
SDC.
You betcha.
Storage Developer Conference.
Okay. I'll put a link in the post when I put this up.
Thanks.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.